T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Your teams, your station. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
The New York baseball juggernauts. All we do is win. Win no matter what. Another one. The Yankees win. The Mets win. And they do it in dramatic fashion. It was 10-1 in both games in the seventh inning. Bullies. Savages. The Empire. This is New York City. This is Market One, baby. This is the elite. The coastal elite. The top of the top. The top of the heap. It's Friday night. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm about to run through the tape. It's been a long week. It's been a crazy week, but we've got one more KM to 2 a.m. to talk about our Yanks, to talk about the Mets, to talk about baseball, the state of baseball. Everyone in baseball knows what's up right now. It's about New York. Now, the Yankees walked off the game last night. Anthony Rizzo must not have went to sleep. He stayed hot, carried it right into the day. And I heard the Yankees got to Toronto around 4 a.m. That's when I went to sleep last night. Listened to the Drake album, tried to figure out why Drake did what he did. I don't know. It's okay. It's coming to me. I see a lot of people trying to vouch for Drake. We'll get to that later on. But I was just up last night watching the highlights, thinking about the Yankees, thinking about how good this team is, how crazy this week was, a perfect homestand, 7 now 8 wins in a row, and they get to Toronto 4 in the morning. I'm looking at this game tonight, and I'm saying, hey, they're due for a letdown. No, they're not. It's baseball. They're going to lose. No, they're not. They're that good. And this game tonight started off kind of slow. Home run in the second inning. Okay, the Blue Jays strike first, but I don't think anyone flinched. No fans. None of the Yankees flinched. Whatever. Then the Yankees tie it up, take the lead. And in that fifth inning, watching the game, so shout out to Justin Shackle, who called the game tonight with Susan. I started off listening to the game because it's like a ceremonious moment, right? He's stepping in for the first time to do John Sterling's job. He did a good job. I wanted to hear what he sounded like. He sounded like Ryan Rucco, professional. I obviously know Justin from Yankees On Demand, Yankees in the stadium on field stuff. He was great tonight. He got a great game to call tonight. But me, being superstitious, after the first three innings, I wasn't watching the game. I went out to eat dinner, and I just had my headphones in, and I was listening to the call, and I'm like, all right, I got to get eyes on this, because right now it's like a little pitcher's duel, and we're down one. Are the Yankees going to have a letdown? Nah. So I get the TV on. I get back home, and I'm watching the game, and they tie it up. Gleyber Torres, great at bat. That's another thing we'll talk about tonight. Gleyber Torres got to play every day. DJ, the incredible baseball machine, should be at third. Gleyber at second. Donaldson struggling a little bit. I was glad to see him get a hit tonight. Weird to see his source of comfort come from Gerrit Cole, right? The guy picking him up, rubbing his shoulders is Gerrit Cole. That's how you know we're in the Twilight Zone, bizarro world, weird year. What a crazy year. If somebody would have told you last year the 2022 Yankees would feature Josh Donaldson batting second, DHing, as they're 30 games over 500, and him struggling and Gerrit Cole coming to rub his shoulders and tell him it's going to be okay. If someone would have told me that last year, I would have said, what? But either way, the Yankees were just waiting for their moment to strike. Once they took the lead 2-1, I knew, TW, the will to win, they're not going to lose this game now that they have the lead. And boy, did they blow the game open in that fifth inning. It was the type of thing where everyone saw it coming, right? When the pitching change happened, obviously, they go from Thornton, who had 5 hits, 5 earned runs, to Richards. It just goes from bad to worse. And we all saw it coming, but I don't think we really saw a Rizzo grand slam. It was like Stanton hit the 2-run bomb, crack it open. DJ hit a home run. I had $10 on DJ today, and something happened with where I was between Jersey and New York. They couldn't get my location on the app. I put $10 on DJ to homer today. That would have turned into $100, whatever. Didn't cash that. DJ hits that shot. Gleyber comes up. Next thing you know, bases loaded. A walk, bases loaded. Rizzo, grand slam, blows the game completely wide open. And on the other side, the polar bear, Pete Alonso, same thing, grand slam, blows the game completely wide open, 10-1. There's something in the air in New York. I know the Yankees went to Toronto, but I was telling y'all last night, there's some type of vibes and energy going on. These teams feel it. They have it. They're connected. Maybe they are on this collision course. Maybe they are trying to meet in the Fall Classic and bring us another Subway Series. Whatever. We're talking about it all day, every day. The Mets had a night. Francisco Lindor had a night. It was his night. You hear Eduardo Escobar out again. Tyler McGill out for another month. Like, some bad news for the Mets before the game, but no panic in the Mets. They're back in black. There's some power in those dark jerseys. They go out there swagging, and right away, Francisco Lindor is on one. Why? Because mommy is there. His mom was in attendance. His mom gets to Citi Field. His wife surprised him, had his mom pull up, and that gave him some extra juice, some extra power. From the other side of the plate, left side of the plate, my guy gets up there and almost hits it into the apple. I love seeing how hype he was. I love seeing how fired up he was. He did it with his glove as well. Him and Pete Alonso both having 4 RBIs. Mets fans can say that Pete Alonso got to 125 home runs faster than Aaron Judge did. Got to have something to brag about. But all in all, every night is fun as a New York baseball fan. These are the New York baseball juggernauts, the two best teams in baseball. It's not a fluky thing. But it's something that we really have never seen. I mean, I don't want to say never. I'm sure there's somebody that's going to call up older than me with, you know, more baseball knowledge and history than me to say, no, this happened from, you know. But in the last 20 years, I don't remember seeing the Mets and Yankees play this well and stay on top and night after night bully and pummel teams where the conversation here on The Fan is Yankees, Mets, Yankees, Mets. And as good as the Mets are at 43-23, the Yankees, big brother, just a little bit better, 48-16. And that's ridiculous. They're winning at a 750 winning percentage. They're winning 75% of their games. This is unreal. This is video game stuff. And the Mets, despite not having Scherzer, not having DeGrom, McGill going out again, Escobar having a non-baseball relief. It doesn't matter. The Mets keep going. These Mets are different. They're not cursed. The sky is not falling. Both of these teams are locked in and focused, and it seems like they know what the goal is. And obviously, we all know what the goal is, but They don't lose sight of it any night. They don't make any excuses. The Mets are the make-it-happen Mets. And we're bringing back the Mariano Duncan. We play today, we win today, that's it. No excuses. The Yankees had an excuse to lay down, and they did it. They fought, and they blew that game open, a 12-3 victory to make them 48-16. And the Mets win 10-4 over the Miami Marlins at home in those black jerseys. Francisco Lindor's mom got to see a Friday night party in Flushing. And the Mets are 43-23. This is crazy. I'm talking to Paulie. I'm like, all right, when I came into WFAN, we were talking about how bad the Jets and Giants were. And for baseball to be locked out, and for me to actually think there was a chance that they didn't start the season until May, or they just didn't have a season at all, and me thinking, man, what are we going to do? How many lockout episodes can we have? For this to be the type of baseball we're getting, we're blessed to see it. Call me up, 877-337-6666. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll talk Mets, we'll talk Yankees, and we'll talk all of baseball. We'll go through the scores. We'll look at the other teams. The Marlins aren't a good team. But from what I understand, people consider the Blue Jays a good team. They're 37-27. They're the second place team in the AL East. And then when you go look at the standings, they're one of the top teams in the AL. In the AL, they're the third place team. In all of baseball, they're the sixth place team. And the Yankees just pummeled them in the opening night of this series, a Friday night, where they had a ton of fans show up to see the Bronx Bombers. Crazy, crazy. 44,688 fans showed up to see Anthony Rizzo, Joey Gallo, Giancarlo Stanton, DJ LeMahieu hit bombs out of there. It's a good time to be a Yankees fan. It's a good time to be a Mets fan. It's a good time to be on the Fan. Call me up. I got to hit this first break, drink some water, write some notes down, and get ready to rock till 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Siri, play WFAN."
Everybody in. Everybody come on in. I don't know the words to this track, but that's fine. I was listening. I was like, nah, I don't know this one. Oh, no, I know it now. I don't want to waste my time. That's all I got. Become another casualty of society. Don't want.
This is some 41 Fat Lip.
See, I used to watch TRL. It comes back. That's not in my...
Like diving in the pool, the skate park,
yes.
All the dudes.
They
jumped,
they were on the roof.
Hair.
They were on the roof.
Yes.
See, I used to watch hella music videos, MTV. But Sum 41, I haven't searched that on Spotify ever.
Oh, Carson Daly action.
Carson Daly. He disappeared all the way. He's probably caked up, though, so... Well, pause. He's probably fettied up. He's probably got plenty of bread. He's got money in the bank, so he doesn't have to host any more shows. He did plenty. Good for you, Carson. I'll do the hosting from here on out. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Nighttime, Friday night. It's just good to win. The energy when we lose is way different. I was ready to lose. That's a loser mentality. I was ready to make an excuse for these guys tonight because I understand, like, you know, there's a lot of emotion playing at home, winning all week, winning every day, long night. They're not making excuses, though. they know, like, it's part of the game. Travel is part of the game. Not having the best sleep, going from, you know, the Bronx to Toronto, playing a series in Canada, it is what it is. You're going to lay down, you're going to give it up and not show up, man. Monty versus, I heard Susan say that, versus this all right-handed lineup of power hitters and dominant hitters, and Monty could have got rocked tonight. And these guys used to have a whole MO of never having run support for Jordan Montgomery, so they could have fell back into that. But they didn't have that last time he pitched. That might be a thing of the past now because these are juggernauts. Same thing with the Mets. Aren't the Mets supposed to smoke the Marlins like that? That was a rout. They hit, and the thing is, right, there's a narrative around the Mets about them just hitting and not hitting it out of the park, not hitting it out of their own park. They took advantage tonight, got runners on, and cashed in big. Party time on both sides. So we should share, as we try to do. I know I have to lead the sharing. I have to go to Mets callers as well as Yankees callers and talk about both. Maybe 65-70% Yankees, but we'll share and we'll talk about it. I mean, the phone lines are going Yankees, Yankees, Yankees. I feel like when the Yankees are this good, everybody's a Yankees fan. It's a shame the Mets are this good and the Yankees just got to be better. It's got to be a ridiculous year for the Yankees so far because the Mets are good. It's like, okay, you guys are good. We're super good. Okay, you guys are winning at a ridiculous rate. We're just a little bit better. But we can share. This is New York. This city is big enough for the both of us. Let's go to the phones and see what they're talking about. Ask me something from the game or a play you saw or what you're thinking now or how you're feeling about this team. This is another week in the books. It's Friday. In 20 minutes, it'll be Saturday. It'll be the weekend. Let's see what we got. John on Staten Island, first up on the Fan. Go for it, John.
All my baseball fans over here in New York, let me get a This city is on fire right now. And I'm a Yankee fan, you know. At the end of the day, the city is so much better when the Mets are as good as, just as good as Yankees. Because not for nothing, then we got something to talk smack about to each other.
Right.
You know? And then that Subway Series becomes a little bit more electric than it was in the past, you know. So right now, the city's on fire right now. I love it, Keith. Second thing I want to say, Keith, is since you've been on the Fan, I want to say you've brought life to the show. Because honestly, I've been a big fan of the Schmooze. I grew up with the Schmooze. Me and you are about the same age. And somebody my age that's on the radio now just brings a little bit more excitement to talk about it. We relate a little bit. You had me cracking up when you just had to pause. So, like, man, I just want to say I really enjoy you on the radio. Keep doing your thing and keep doing your thing. But let's get to the Yankees, man. Let's talk about how we're going to set this up going into the playoffs, because right now we're on a roll. I'm just worried about Boone finding the right combination and the right lineup going into the playoffs. Now, my biggest issue is Hicks, Gallo, Donaldson, right? We got to figure out the best lineup to deploy those guys. And in my opinion, Donaldson should be the DH. We should have Stanton in right field, and we could platoon Gallo and Hicks, whoever's doing better. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel, because not for nothing, it seems like a little bit more full of a lineup. The hitters, the ones that are in the field are hitting a little bit better. And again, our main issue, our main bugaboo right now is that last corner spot, in the outfield to get that consistency with the at-bats. Now, if they can figure that out, we're going to rock and roll in the playoffs. And obviously, it's baseball. Anything can happen. But anything less than a World Series appearance, to me, is no good for the Yankees. We got to get to the World Series, and then we got to fight for it and go from there. Keith, you're the man. Keep doing your thing, bro, and I'm going to listen to you.
John, thanks, man. Let's go back to the lineup conversation now. Josh Donaldson has been struggling a bit, striking out a bit. It was good to see him get a hit tonight. Maybe he will break out of that back home in Toronto. I don't know if he still has a home there, but he called Toronto home for about five seasons, had his best years there. But Josh Donaldson, to me, at DH, like, that's not a permanent thing. That's not an everyday thing. That should be like maybe once or twice a week type of thing. I wouldn't mind seeing Giancarlo Stanton DH and Joey Gallo play right field. Gallo played left field, and he's fine in left, depending on, you know, whose ballpark we're in, whatever. But he said himself he's more comfortable playing in right, so why not put him where he's more comfortable? And I like him in the 7, 8, 9 spot low in the lineup, no higher than 7. He had a good night tonight. And I feel like he has good nights after he has a night off or an off. Like, they just have to figure out how to keep these guys. I think I said in my open, Glaber's got to play every day. He's got to be our everyday second baseman. Yeah, he's going to get rest, and DJ will pop in at second, but DJ mostly should be at third, and him and Donaldson can switch off there, and then DJ also can relieve Rizzo at first. But taking Glaber out of the lineup is just not wise. The kid had a great at-bat today to start the scoring for us. DJ was motoring from first to home. Gleyber Torres has to play every day. He's figured it out. He's looking like an all-star. If you go look at his numbers, it's what, him and Altuve in the AL? I think he could end up starting in the all-star game if he keeps it up. And Marwin Gonzalez in right field, I kind of want to see if Marwin Gonzalez can play some left field too. We have seen him there, but Marwin Gonzalez, to me, over Hicks right now is a no-brainer. And I think this is all going to play itself out. But I also like that DJ didn't lead off today. But are we really going to have Judge as our leadoff center fielder? Like, I think it's hilarious. Judge now is shifting into, like, the prototype center fielder leadoff man at 6'7", 280. These are all great problems to have. Matt Carpenter is also on this team, stashed away till Boone wants to take him out for a spin again. And help is going to be on the way. And if they make a move to just get an outfielder, then that's going to change a lot. But I think Gallo is coming on, and they kind of want him to keep getting better. Like, he's raising his average up. He's at 191 now. He's trying to get close to 200. The ball that he hit tonight was an absolute bomb. Like, that ball stayed fair, and he hit it up there somewhere in the Rogers Center where people were not expecting a baseball to clunk up there. If he can consistently do that, man, I mean, this team is ridiculous. Rizzo is playing like an MVP again. He kind of started the season off as the Yankees MVP, and then Judge, the actual, like, MLB MVP emerged. But Rizzo had a little bit of a rough patch, and now he's hot. He's hot. He's got 17 home runs, won the game last night, blew this game open tonight, and he's leading. And you know how he's also leading? He's giving credit to every single other person. He's not looking at himself. He's not even mentioning himself. When they ask him, he's giving credit to every other person around him on the team. I was listening to the post game, and they said Jordan Montgomery didn't travel early to Toronto. He wanted to stay with the team. In my pregame hit, I told y'all to go look for the video of Nestor mic'd up and see how he interacts with the team and how these guys know they're going to win and how they talk and they have a good time. And there's a bond right now between this Yankees team. They'll figure out the lineup configuration. They'll figure out the best spots, but it doesn't matter. I stopped questioning the lineup. I don't question it anymore. In the beginning, it's like, oh, can we get a consistent? No, the consistent thing is they have a schedule for who's going to rest and who's going to play where and matchups and where to, like, DJ not leading off, I kind of want to see more of it. If Judge is going to lead off, fine. Judge had success there. He had 2 hits tonight. He's got a few, I think he's got 2 or maybe 3 leadoff home runs this year. That's fine. Judge is ridiculous. Let him turn into Cedric Mullins. He wants to be a leadoff center fielder, so be it. The guy is showcasing himself. And the Yankees are hitting a level now that it's scary. I've been saying all week, I'm afraid. Because they're this good now, it sets it up where it's like the only way this season can end, where fans will be satisfied, is with 28, with the World Series championship. Eric in Levittown, New York. Next up on the Fan. What you got, Eric?
What's going on, Keith? How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm great. I'm ready to sit down and take a L. No. It's the wrong mentality to have with this team. I'm literally sitting down saying, all right, well, Blue Jays struck first. Maybe we ain't got it tonight. These guys are tired. And in that fifth inning, I'm like, what is this? What is this team?
I wasn't expecting that grand slam. I mean, that was just topping That was just whipped cream on the sundae, you know?
It was crazy. Like, oh, it was a crazy inning, and it was building, but I didn't expect Rizzo to hit a grand slam either. I didn't expect him to load the base.
I turned on the game. I wasn't sure about the score. I think it was the fifth or sixth inning. It was like 6-2. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then, oh, Rizzo hit a grand slam. I'm like, oh, God.
Yeah, they made that pitching change, and it's over. When Boone was talking about savages in a box back in 2019, oh, these are savages for real. They are bullies. They get in there, and it's like, hey, whoever is throwing that ball over the plate, you're going to get rocked. It's just a matter of time.
But I have a couple questions, and maybe you can, I want to hear your points. Maybe you can educate me a little bit. Okay. You know, my first question is, you know, when it comes to intentional walks, you know, I mean, like a lot of people talk about how, you know, baseball, you can correct me if I'm wrong, you know, baseball is, you know, one of the least popular sports right now.
And, let me stop you right there because I saw a good post today. On the size up, they had a split image on Instagram, and it said 14 million people watched the 2021 World Series Game 6.
Oh, wow.
13.9 million watched the 2022 NBA Finals Game 6 last night.
Yeah, from what I've been hearing, the NBA playoffs were pretty boring. If
people were tuning in to see the Braves and Astros, 14 million, and just a little bit less tuned in to see Game 6 of the Celtics-Warriors, what happens if we get an actual Subway Series, New York, come on. It's going to be
insane.
Everybody in the world watching the World Series.
But when people talk about baseball like being a dying sport, it definitely upsets me because I would never want that to happen. It's just, I feel like it's a very baseball. I mean, obviously baseball's all over the country. But to me, you know, baseball's a very New York thing. You know what I mean?
I think what it is, man, it's not that it's dying. It's changing. And there are people keeping it alive, but everything is changing. And there's more things than ever. Kids are into esports. Kids are into, I don't know, they're into TikTok. There's just so many more things. When we were kids, it was like, hey, we got to get eyes on this Sammy Sosa, Mark McGwire home run chase. Everybody's talking about it. There's nothing else in the world.
Yeah. Well, it's funny you bring up esports because that's going to be my second point. But when it comes to intentional walks, you know, I think it's weird that, you know, with baseball, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, there's not really any other sport that, like, stops a game, really, for a couple minutes for a pitcher to, you know, for a pitcher to just throw four balls. Like, why at this point in baseball don't they just say, you know, why can't they just say, let's just walk them? Like, why do they still have to pitch those four pitches?
That's the whole core of the game. Throw the ball over the plate or don't. You know, it's like that pitch has to, for the game to start, that pitch has to come out of the pitcher's hand. You know, still got to throw all four pitches. We've seen intentional walks and guys swing at these ball fours. they got to do that. But I'm with you as far as a sport that always is talking about pace of play. Why isn't there just a signal? Hey, we're not even gonna throw one pitch to this guy.
Exactly.
Take your base.
Yeah, exactly. It's like in the middle of the game when there's a lot of action going on, you have this flow, and it's like, oh, judge is up. Let's throw four pitches and stop.
Yeah, like the other night in the Cubs game where it was like, because first base was open, everybody's Barry Bonds, intentional walk Judge, intentional walk Glaber, give them that, and it's like, all right, we're here all night. Come on.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. But it was funny you brought up esports because this is my second point. I don't know if you're into gaming at all, but you know, I'll get to my point quickly. You know, when it comes to like ranked gaming, you know, whatever gaming, whether it's Rocket League or Call of Duty, whatever, you know, basically how it works is, you know, if you have a certain rank in the game and you win and you lose against someone who has a lower rank than you, it hits your rank heavier than it would if you were to win against someone, you know, if you were to beat someone with a similar rank. So, like, why don't they do that in sports? Or, like, I guess in this conversation specifically baseball, where it's like, you know, the Yankees are number one in that league right now, you know, and everyone's saying how, like, you know, they're versing the Orioles, you know, a lot this season, and, you know, the Orioles are pretty, you know, pretty bad. It's like, why don't they have it so that, you know, a team like the Orioles, you know, a win against them from the Yankees is way less, you know, than it would be, you know, if the Yankees beat a team that's like second or third, you know what I mean? So, and then at the same time, like if the Orioles beat the Yankees, who are number one in the league, then that win counts more for the Orioles because they're expected to lose.
Not to cut you off, Eric, but I got a break. I guess I'll speak to that. We're counting wins. We're not counting points. In high school football, I remember when I played high school football, Central Jersey Group 3, there were like power points where you got ranked based off of like strength of schedule and who you beat, and smaller schools were less points and bigger schools were more points. But in baseball, you're judged off of wins and losses. There is no point system. So there can't be a setup where it's like, okay, you just swept the Cubs. You're not getting any, you know, more credit for that than you would sweeping the Rays, because we're just counting wins and losses. We're not counting the power rankings. Even though they have a power rankings for MLB now, that's going off of writers and reporters putting that together using a bunch of different numbers. But there's nothing to say who is who and what is what, right? Like, we should have a power ranking based off of payroll. We should have a power ranking based off of divisions. And, like, the AL East is a lot better than the AL Central, but I think that's too complicated. Baseball has always gone off of your record. You win, you lose. The win column, the loss column. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to take a break. Switch studios. I will see you on the other side. Stay with me. Stay with me. It'll be Saturday when I come back. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.